previously on Breakfast with Martin Vesta. Wake up,
wake up. So our next guest, Sindiswa Mabindisa. She's been caring for the elderly and disabled people since she's around 18 years old. She and her siblings had a tough upbringing, being exposed to neglect, alcoholism, hunger, abandonment. After both her parents had passed, Sindiswa found out that she had a particular gift to care for the frail and the elderly. And she assisted an elderly lady who had no one to care of her, and she stepped in. Amazing. In 2019, Sindiswa established a non-profit organization to formalize her service to those who are helpless by traveling to her patients' homes to bath them, feed them, help them, get to a clinic, hospital when needed. How is this the work of an angel? Sindiswa, really thank you very, very much for being on the show this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And you know what? We are better and we are well because of people like you. The kind of work that you do, not many people can do, but it is so incredibly kind and generous and amazing what you do. How do you describe what you do?
I am a servant.
Who takes care, washes people that can't do it for themselves?
Yes.
Is that a good way of saying it?
Yes.
How did you start doing something like this?
So I started in 2010. I had visited my family in the Eastern Cape, and then I heard that there was a young lady called Boniswa. She was sick, and then I asked to go see Boniswa, and then when I got there, she was very sick and she needed some bathing, so I bathed her. I did that for 2 weeks, so that's how it started. But basically started at home with my mom. We took care of her for months before she died. It fulfills me if I come to a home and I found an elderly person who needs some bathing, when I bath them, when I do their laundry, when I carry them on my back. Because before I had wheelchairs, I used to carry them on my back, taking them to the clinic for physio.
I mean, how's that?
I'm sorry, I'm sitting here completely gobsmacked. You are honestly, you're incredible.
Thank you very much. Thank
it's you. Caregiving.
Yeah.
It's...
You know, we often use the word caregiver, caregiving, and you don't actually break it down and focus on what it means.
Yeah, the basics.
You give care.
Yeah.
What kind of a person must you be?
Yeah. And also, when you are sick like that, you already feel like a burden, I think, to people.
Yes.
And to have somebody come in and go, you're not a burden, you are a valid human being, and I'm going to show you your value as a human being in the most humane way possible.
Mm. What you do, honestly, touches my heart and soul. It's incredible. Where do you do this?
I do it in Tembisa, but everywhere where I get a call, I have patients in Mpumalanga as well. I also have patients in Pietermaritzburg, so sometimes I get people transporting me there so I can go there and take care of elderly people, because a lot of them, they're abandoned by their children, so they have no one. During the COVID time, one of my patients died. I had to take my clothes and also my toiletries so that I can bath her and re-prepare the body. I even help in terms of them being buried, because a lot of them, they don't even have societies. So I'll go to our police station, do the affidavit, and get the pyramid to bury them for free.
Goodness gracious me. When do you rest?
I rest when I get home, because I do it even on Sundays. Even now on Christmas, I'm looking forward to Christmas because I already have Christmas clothes for them. So I can't wait to go in the morning, bath them and dress them Christmas clothes.
Mm. Your upbringing was quite challenging?
Yes, it was. I and my siblings, we were abandoned at a very young age. My younger brother was still in napkins. We raised him. It's so amazing that he's 31 years today and we raised him from napkins. We started taking care of our younger brother. And yes, we reconnected with our parents in 2006, and then they disappeared again. We reconnected with them in 2008, and then we took care of my mom, and then she died. Both my mom and my dad, and then they died. So our upbringing, it was not easy, because as abandoned kids, a lot of things happened. We also experienced sexual abuse, physical abuse. But I'm happy that didn't stop me from being what God has called me to be.
So abandonment is something that you're well familiar with in your life.
Yes.
So it's important for you not to abandon other people. Your story touched us. It really did. What do you call your service?
I'm a mobile hospice.
Sindiswa
Mabindisa
Mobile Hospice. So I want to give you, towards this angelic work that you do, 50,000.
Oh, God. Father. He said in his word that occupy until I come. And I want to occupy until he comes.
God bless you in all the ways. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I hope you have a Merry Christmas yourself.
Thank you very much.
And keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Good job. Cindy Swope, good job.
Martin.
I go into this Waterloo. Then I try to open the door and it won't open. Then I hear, ladies and gentlemen, next on stage, Martin Bester and his band.
Oh. Will you scope a guy here at half?
Felicity.
On a first date, I don't go out for, like, dinners. What if we get there? You're like, you, not her. I mean, that would never happen. Have you seen me?
What do I love about my kids is when they cost me very little money. Absolutely adore that.
Your feel-good breakfast show.
Jacaranda FM.